citizen engagement is what led the Senate and the House to actually act and pass our environmental statutes. Now, here we are almost 50 years later. We're at a point again where I think the strength of the average citizen or ratepayer is vital in ensuring that there is federal involvement in making sure that we have the best infrastructure in the world. And the reality is, when you look at who's paying for that infrastructure, municipalities now are covering about 97% of the cost of our infrastructure investment, primarily through rates and through tax-exempt municipal bonds. Rates now across the country for water and wastewater services are getting to a point where they're averaging close to $800 or $900 a year. That's starting to become noticed. It used to be that we were falling under the radar and everyone would say, you know, no one's paying as much as their cell phones or as much as their cable. And now for many cities across the country, that is no longer the case. Residents are now paying $1,300 a year for water and sewer services. The reality is that the water is free. It falls from the sky, but the water is heavy and it needs to be treated. And getting the chemicals to treat it, the pipes to transport it, the capacity to have it be of high quality for every single household and business takes an enormous amount of money, enormous technology, and as our population grows and industry expands, the pressures upon the industry to provide that highest quality water and wastewater services become more and more difficult and more costly.